Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
I used to love my blue beat. I tell you, I love my reggae music because it sounds sweet. When my crowd of people, guess what? Guess what? I love ska.
Ska defines who I am as a person, and I will never turn my back on ska.
Looking back, I have no regrets.
You should.
Remember we used to play ska? We don't play ska anymore.
It's time to have a bit of a skank, and I think that I will, in fact, skank.
Hey, this is Suggs. You're listening to The Ska Show with Veepy on whatever it is, FM. Thank you.
It's Sunday, and that can only mean one thing. It is time for the Lucky Number Album Ska Show with Beefy. your weekend special edition, where we try and squeeze as much old school ska into the show as possible, because what has been happening during this COVID crisis, during these isolation times, bands have been putting out new music like no tomorrow, and my weekly show that goes live on a Tuesday night here in Melbourne gets filled with lots of new releases, so I'm struggling to fit the old school stuff in. So I created this new show where I simply select 10 albums from the past, roll a dice, and whatever number comes up, I will play that number track off each of the 10 albums. So strap in and get ready, because I am going all around the world. There are bands from all over the place, and I hope you will have as much fun listening to this as I did putting it together. Well, the 10 albums are in, and I've rolled the dice, and up came number 5. So every track you'll hear tonight is track 5 off that selected album. And if you've got a suggestion for an album, get in touch with me, The Scar Show with Beefy. Just look us up on Facebook or through Twitter at Beefy Scar Show. Send me your album suggestions and I'll get them on the show. We kicked off tonight's show with a band from Brisbane in Queensland in Australia, the Mighty Blowhard, one of the legendary bands in the Australian ska and punk scene from 1996. The album was called Hornbag. That track was called Standard Life. Blowhard, over their existence, they were around 30 odd years, 3 albums, 4 EPs. They formed in 1989. They created their own Splurt Records. The legendary leader, Brenton Rollison, also known as Rollo, what an absolute legend. Pleased to say, headlined one of my gigs way back when, the old Sick Kid Skank, and he was more than happy to make sure it was a roaring success. Unfortunately, just about a year and a half ago, passed away, actually just before going on stage, which is probably the right time for him to go, but he was being part of one of our Ska Nation gigs, and his hole in the music scene, not just in Brisbane, not just in Queensland, but in Australia, is sorely missed. He has been posthumously honoured recently by Brisbane City Council for his contribution to the Brisbane music scene, and it is just such a worthwhile honour. Right, we're going to go over to old London town, Brixton to be exact. This is one of my favourite bands. They have been around 30 years, actually formed about the same time as Blowhard back in the late 80s, early 90s. This is off their debut album called High and Dry. This is one of my absolute favourite tracks of all time. It is called Pound to the Dollar. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Yeah! Oh, from the pound to the dollar, or from the dollar to the pound, lots of money in the world, no, not enough to go around. A lot of greed, a lot of need, a lot of debt, another bet. Who will win this human race? Third world, you have a case, but they put you in your place while the lines they chase. From the pound to the dollar, yeah, from the dollar to the pound, lots of money in the world, not enough to go around. From the pound to the dollar, from the dollar to the pound, lots of money.
No, not enough to go around. Yeah,
Mad Caddies there, Solvang, California, off Duck and Cover from 1998. That is called Macho Nachos. Mad Caddies, they were meant to be in Australia last month before. Anyway, they didn't make it. Hopefully that will be rescheduled. I think there is a tentative date of December for the new gigs, but is it going to happen? Can't see it so far, but let's hope so. Fingers crossed. 7 full-length albums, 25 years they've been together. They all met at Santa Ynez Valley Union High School way back when. They've got new material on the way off the back of their 2018 Punk Rocksteady Covers album. Put out a single a couple of weeks ago, and I believe there is either more EPs or a new album to come. We have to wait and see, but great to hear from the Mad Caddies. Before the Mad Caddies, Maroon Town from Brixton in London, celebrating 30 years as a band. They were kind of the first band to mix ska and reggae with rap and funk, and just really created a whole new space for the genre. John Bradbury, the legendary drummer from the Specials, he produced a few of their early releases and kind of put them on the path to what we know Maroon Town as today. They released Freedom Call in 2018, and this is a band that's constantly on tour. And saying that, I don't think they've even been to Australia yet, but let's hope they will get to Australia in the near future. Right, let's head to Buenos Aires, Argentina now. Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. They formed in Buenos Aires in, well, anything between 83 and 85. Nobody's 100% sure. They've done 15 albums. We're going to go to the 1992 release El Leon. Track number 5 is Gallo Rojo.
Mañana será toda la sangre que está dormida. Será todo el barrio el que te testiga.
Desmond Dekker, all the way back from 1969. Track 5 off that Trojan Records release is called Beautiful and Dangerous. That album, and the reason why I selected it, got to number 27 in the old UK charts back in 1969. Really put him on the map internationally. Off that album as well, 007, UK number 1, and that's what backed up his self-proclamation of the King of Ska himself. Born in Jamaica in July 1941. He would have been 79 this month if he was still about. He did pass away in 2006, age 64. Went through a few tumultuous times through the 80s and 90s. I think he even declared himself bankrupt and he ended up doing a few joint releases with The Specials and Bad Manners. Will always be a legend in the UK for the Israelites and, like I said, 007. He put Ska and Jamaica firmly on the map. Before Desmond Dekker, lost Fabulosos Cadillacs out of Buenos Aires, Argentina, off their 1992 release El León. They only named themselves because they thought it sounded good. Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, the fabulous Cadillacs. Cadillacs, and they've done collaborations with people like Debbie Harry, Mick Jones of The Clash, and their latest album was a Live at Madison Square Gardens album from 2017. They are hugely popular in Argentina and all over South America, and their live shows are absolutely second to none. We're going to stick with the Spanish-speaking South/Central America theme. We're going to go to Panama and Chitre in particular. This is a band I had on the main show a couple of weeks ago. I only just discovered them, and I thought, yeah, they are top notch. They're called Los Rabanes. We played My Commanding Wife, so I thought I'd stick with their self-titled album from 2000. This is called Tengo un Mal Presentimiento, which means I have a bad feeling. Out of Chitre in Panama, this is Los Rabanes.
Frankenstein, but nothing can save.
King Hammond there, also known as Nick Welsh. That was off his debut solo album, Revolution 70, which was released in 1989. That track, track number 5, remember? Every track we're playing tonight is track number 5 off each of the albums, The Satanic Rites of King Hammond. He's from London. Actually went to school with Buster Bloodvessel, can you believe that? His first band were The Dead in 1977. He was a bass player in Bad Manners from about 1986, joined The Selector in 1991, formed Big Five in 92, and in 2010 resurrected the moniker King Hammond, and he has been banging out tunes ever since. What a legend. He actually came to Australia a couple of years ago, played in the Specialised fundraiser up in Sydney. Unfortunately, didn't get up there to see him, which would have been absolutely great. But he is banging out new tunes left, right and centre, being very, very productive during these isolation times. Big shout out to Nick Welsh, and he is a fan of the show. He does seem to share the podcast that he's on, which is absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Nick. I really, really do appreciate it. Before that, we went to Panama, Chitre, Los Rabanes. They won the Latin Grammy in 2007. They were the first Central American band to ever win a Latin rock band Grammy. Absolutely fantastic. They're a great band. Please check them out. Los Rabanes. I'll be playing a lot more of them on my shows. If you didn't already know, I do a live show in Melbourne on a Tuesday night, which is obviously Tuesday afternoon in the UK, Tuesday morning in the US. But it gets turned into a podcast split up into 2 one-hour shows. Scarpod 1 comes out probably on a Wednesday, Scarpod 2 on a Friday, and now the Lucky Number album Scar Show on a Sunday to round off your weekends. If you're in a band and I haven't played you on any of my shows, please get in touch through Facebook or Twitter. Send me your music and I'll do my absolute best to get you on the show. I love hearing from bands all over the world. Doesn't matter whether you're English speaking, Spanish speaking, French, Italian, we play everything on the show. It is an absolute cauldron of diversity, and it has been said that there is no other Scar Show on the planet that has as much diversity as the Scar Show with Beefy. And yeah, I didn't even write that myself. Somebody else did. Please give the Facebook page a big lick. Say hello on Twitter. And please do your best to share the gospel of Scar. Right, let's head to the west coast of America now. A band that actually kind of disowned the Scar genre, although they did start out as a Scar band as a bit of a joke. They are the crime-fighting superheroes from Aquabania. Yes, formed in Los Angeles in 1994. These are the Aquabats. We're going to go right back to their debut album, Return of the Aquabats. Track number 5 is called Pinch and Roll.
Get in my car. Thank you, Mom.
Shut up! Shut up!
Was the leader of a gang. They chopped all the scooters into hard rockets, always on the run. They were scooting information through the streets at night. Motors and horns are blowing, looking for a fight. They are scooter maniacs riding down the road. Boys and girls, go out of the way of Jimmy and his crazy mutts. He said scooters in two-tone colors, mostly black and white. Chrome editions everywhere, mirrors left and right. A 20 feet long aerial with a fox bar on the top. 27 them shine brighter than the sun, bought in the local scooter shop. They were scooting information through the streets at night. Motors and horns are blowing, looking for a fight. A 20 feet long aerial with a fox fur on the top. 27 lamps shine brighter than the sun, bought in the local scooter shop. They are scooter maniacs riding down the road. Boys and girls, go out of the way of Jimmy and his crazy mutts.
Of Weißlock in Germany. That is the absolutely legendary The Busters off their debut album, Ruder Than Rude, from 1998. I love that one. Scooter Maniacs, it's called. Scooter Maniacs. Way back in the scene in the 80s, I guess. If you don't know where Weißlock is, it's halfway between Stuttgart and Frankfurt, down in the old southwest of Germany there. Closer to France than most of the rest of Germany, actually. The boys from the Busters have wheeled out 16 albums. Yep, 16 albums. And it's fair to say they are the pioneers of German ska. Been around a long time and still going. Before the Busters, we heard from MC Back Commander, Crash McLarsen, Jimmy the Robot, Ricky Fitness, and Eagle Bones Falconhawk. Yep, they are the Aquabats. There's a new album coming out. It is slated for release next week. This is going to be their sixth studio album. It's called Cookie Spooky. It's already been delayed once because of the COVID outbreak. So if it comes out, I'm thinking it probably will. But we've played Pajamas On off the album already. We are back to ska roots, which is absolutely fantastic to hear. Because like I mentioned before, they've kind of disowned the ska genre. But they still play a lot of ska music, which is music to the ears. And at the end of the day, when you're trying to appeal to kids, there is no better genre than ska to keep those little kiddlies happy. We heard Pinch and Roll off Return of the Aquabats from 1996. Return of the Aquabats was a kind of a self-made CD that they sold at shows. It is estimated that they sold over 20,000 copies direct to the punters at their shows. That is a phenomenal amount of CDs selling off your own back. Well, I've rapidly come to the end of another Lucky Number album ska show with Beefy. I hope you've enjoyed it. It is always a bit different. You get to hear tracks you don't often hear. I do want the show to be driven by you guys, so please send me your suggestions for our album. albums that I should be including. I think this is the fifth or sixth time I've done this show, and I do aim to get it out every week, but sometimes life does get in the way. But any help I can get, I am most appreciative of. We always like to go back to the birthplace of ska music, off to Jamaica to round off the shows. I'm going to focus on one of the bands that adopted the original ska moniker. They were called Byron Lee and the Dragoneers. Now, listen to this. 72 albums. Yep, you heard that right. 72 albums. I'm going to play a track off one of their more well-known albums. Byron Lee plays Jamaican ska. It's from 1964. The band formed in 1950. They were kind of still active not that long ago, which is quite amazing. Byron Lee obviously passed away quite a few years ago, but the band kept on trucking. They actually came to prominence when they were cast in the first James Bond film, Dr. No, as the Hotel Band, and quite a few of their tracks were in that film, and then they appeared in a few other films after that. They also performed at the opening ceremony to the 2007 Cricket World Cup. Pretty phenomenal. What a back catalogue these guys have. We're going to play track number five off Byron Lee and the Dragoneers play Jamaican ska from 1964. It's called Oh Marie. I hope you're all doing well, staying safe and doing the right thing. We're in lockdown in Melbourne for the next couple of weeks, so hopefully all things will get back to normal sooner rather than later. One thing is for sure though, the best way of dealing with this pandemic is for everyone to be excellent to one another. I've been Beefy. This has been the Lucky Number Album Ska Show with Beefy. I will be back on Tuesday for the live show. In the meantime, stay safe, everybody.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.